Good morning. Welcome back. You're in the Garden with Ron Wilson. And as I promised earlier, a special guest this morning. Now, before we get to our special guest, let me just kind of set this up a little bit. If you look out your windows right now, or maybe you took a walk through the woods or your own property or whatever it may be, very early in the spring, or you go out right now, and you happen to notice as the leaves are falling, there's still shrubs all around, shrubby plants, that still are nice and green and growing and bright red berries and just absolutely gorgeous. And they're everywhere. They're all underneath all the trees. They're all up and down the fence rows, all up and down the creeks. And in the springtime, they're the last ones to lose their leaves. And then in the springtime, you go back outside, and the first thing to come back to life again are these big shrubs with the nice leaves and the white flowers. And boy, if you've got them on your property, it's a natural screen, and it's such a great thing to have, right? Wrong. As a matter of fact, it's one of the most invasive plants that you can have on your property. We've been encouraging to get rid of them for years and doing a lot of research on these invasive plants. Well, this gentleman is joining us this morning. He is Professor Ryan McEwen from the University of Dayton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hi, Ron.
Interesting research here on this invasive plant. Now, I put all the goods out there that everybody assumes about these plants, but tell me a little bit more about the bads and the uglies.
Yeah, so the problem with this plant, it's bush honeysuckle, Amur honeysuckle, is that it's an invasive species. And what that means is that it is moving into natural areas. So it moves away from plantings, it moves away from these fence rows, and actually goes into forests, and actually goes into wetlands in some cases. And in doing so, it replaces or displaces native species. So native biodiversity is lost because of this invasion. And some of my research recently has shown that even organisms that live in streams, so if this shrub moves and invades along the edge of a stream, then drops its leaves into the stream, stream life, aquatic life, is actually negatively impacted. So I would say that's the bad.
That's really bad. Now, again, we look at it, and I get, Ryan, I get these calls all the time about folks will call and say, okay, you know, you're always talking about this invasive honeysuckle. We have it. It's on the edge of our woods, or it's along our fence rows or whatever. And they give us such a great natural screen. I didn't have to pay for anything.
Right.
These things just popped up out of the blue, and they're the first thing in leaf and the last thing to go out of leaf.
Yes.
Why do I want to get rid of them?
Yeah, the reason you want to get rid of them is, here's the ugly. The ugly is when this plant moves into natural areas, as I was describing before, it becomes a tremendous task for park managers, managers of wildlife habitats or native prairies or any sort of a park or that sort of system. It's a tremendous task for them to manage it. And in fact, where I live in Dayton, Ohio, and in parts of Kentucky and in many other areas, the park managers are spending a tremendous amount of time trying to control this plant to preserve the native species. So even though in your yard it might look great, you have to understand that it's a source of seeds or propagules that are definitely being dispersed into natural areas and then becoming a tremendous headache for folks who are trying to manage and preserve natural areas.
Oh, yeah. You go into to the parks around our area, I'm sure in the Dayton area or anywhere you go that these invasive honeysuckles are, and you always see these volunteer crews out there trying to cut them all down and clear out these. And when they clear it out, it's amazing how nice it is
right.
once they get out. But it's a never-ending process. And the kicker is it's like it is going to be a never-ending process because you clear out all these areas and they just pop right back up here and there. And we had last Saturday we had what I call my three tree geeks, our three folks on our show that are really into trees. And one of the things that came up was we looked through our forest today and all was the effect of these invasive honeysuckle starting to really change the look of the forests out there in the wooded areas and how important it is to keep those under control. And I guess, you know, I've seen a lot of research and things that you've been doing as well. When these honeysuckles pop up, do they actually secrete something to stop other things from growing, or is it just they're such a mass that they just shade everything out? How does that work?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things going on there. One thing is that we have really good evidence, scientific evidence, that this species exudes chemicals into the soil, and those chemicals suppress the germination of other plants. And so So native wildflowers, for instance, can't germinate under honeysuckle. This has been really well documented in the literature. And the other thing is that it's very rapid and dense growth, creates dense shade, and also, as you pointed out before, it leaves on earlier and holds its leaves later than native plants as well. And so for instance, spring wildflowers that are used to having this period in the spring where it has sun before the trees leaf on, don't get that anymore because the honeysuckle comes out very, very early. So these are three different ways in which it is suppressing native plants. It's very clear from the literature that in areas where honeysuckle invades, the native plant diversity goes down. It goes down dramatically.
Now, you mentioned earlier, and I wasn't aware of this, and I was reading some of the information that you had sent us, that your research showing that when the leaves, what were you saying earlier, the leaves drop in the water around creeks,
yes.
and you see them a lot around the creeks,
yes.
and it affects those as well?
Yes. So our research is showing the honeysuckle is a very effective invader. It grows very well along streams, and in fact, in some areas, you can just, if you walk down a stream and you look up, you'll actually see it's like a tunnel of overarching honeysuckle branches. And so this plant is dropping leaf material in large amounts into the stream
right.
every fall. And a lot of the organisms that are in the stream, the insects and then higher life forms, they use this leaf material as a food resource. And so the fact is the honeysuckle is dropping in this leafy material that has this chemistry that's unusual and potentially even toxic to these aquatic organisms. And so we see a tremendous change in the aquatic life where we have invasion along the stream banks.
Well, and I had never heard that. I mean, thinking about the plants that aren't coming back up, but I had not heard that about the affecting our aquatic life as well.
Yes, that's new. I mean, that's we just published a paper on that a couple of years ago, and that's some new research in my lab. But it's seeming to be very, very clear. And the other side is true as well. So if you remove honeysuckle, which we were doing in an experiment, if you remove honeysuckle from the stream side where it's a heavy, has a heavy cover, the aquatic life responds in a positive way, rebounds.
So it does come back?
Yes, it does come back. If you go through the process of removal, which, of course, is very labor-intensive and difficult.
Unbelievable. You know, I hunt a little bit, and of course, rabbit hunting, one of our big things. We used to have a tradition on Thanksgiving, and there were a couple areas in our nursery that we'd hunt, and there were some slopes down into some small creeks and that. Today, we can't hunt those anymore because it is total, it's all natural, it's total honeysuckle.
Yeah,
we
right.
can't even get underneath it.
Right, you can't, right.
I mean, you know, because you can't get under to hunt. It's horrible, and it's ruined everything there as far as even just for our hunting purposes.
Right.
Now, the rabbits like it because they're burrowed in underneath it, and it's a great cover for them.
That's right, yes.
But there are other reasons why we don't want these. And I know a lot of folks will say, well, you know, if they produce the berries and the wildlife eats them and all that, why don't we want them? Well, there are other reasons as well. And, of course, the other thing you mentioned was getting rid of them is such a tough thing to do.
Right.
We're gonna have to take a break here, Ryan, and we're going to come back. We come back with Professor Ryan McEwen, University of Dayton. He's got some suggestions for us on how to get rid of these things, how to try to get them under control. And believe it or not, right now, he says, happens to be one of the best times to get out and do this as far as getting them under control. And, again, I encourage you, if you're listening to our show right now, look outside if you have any woods, creek beds, banks, fence rows. What you see growing there in the shrubs is probably exactly what we're talking about here today, and that's the invasive honeysuckle. We'll learn more about the bads and the uglies about these invasive honeysuckles when we come back from our break. Again, Professor Ryan McEwen, University of Dayton, our special guest this morning. We'll give you some websites you can go to check out more about this as well when we come back talking more with Professor Ryan McEwen. Here in the Garden with Ron Wilson.
Landscaping made easier with your personal yard boy. He's in the garden, and he's Ron Wilson.
Welcome back. You're in the Garden with Ron Wilson. Our special guest this morning, Professor Ryan McEwen from the University of Dayton, doing a lot of research on invasive honeysuckle. And it's not only bad in our state, but many, many other states as well around the country, and becoming more and more of an issue as we continue to let it grow. And Professor Ryan McEwen talking to us about that, all the bad things that it does. And I wasn't aware of what it does to the wildlife, the aquatic wildlife, which is kind of crazy. But one last thing before we talk about getting rid of this stuff and how we go about that. You know, when a lot of folks, like I mentioned before we went into the breaks, will look at that and say, well, you know what? It's a really nice plant and birds can get in there and there's lots of berries. Why is it such a bad plant for the wildlife?
Yeah, well, actually, the interesting thing about honeysuckle fruit, the berries, is that it is not actually good food for birds. In fact, there's been a lot of studies on this, and it seems to be, it's almost like candy. That is, it's high energy but low protein. And so my understanding, of course, I'm not an ornithologist, but my understanding is that, in fact, it's not good food for birds.
Right.
And in terms of other wildlife species, you know, the work that I've done is mostly focused on aquatic wildlife, and showing that the stream life is actually detrimentally affected by the invasion of the honeysuckle. And of course, native plants are there's very clear evidence that native plants are the diversity of native plants goes down whenever this shrub invades.
Right. And I, you know, and some of the things that I have learned over the years, too, is that, you know, if you look at them, you don't see a lot of birds nesting in them.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't that interesting? I don't know that much about the, you know, again, I'm not an ornithologist, so I don't know that much about the bird.
Well, some of them are saying that, you know, if they would nest in it, they're still exposed from the bottom of this plant, the way it grows.
Yeah, which would make sense.
Yeah.
Right? That would make a lot of sense, right?
So bottom line is, we don't want these things, and we try to encourage every year for folks to get rid of the invasive honeysuckle that you see growing in your yard, the neighbor's yard, to help the volunteer, to help the parks to get rid of the invasive honeysuckles. Do everything you can to get rid of them. But one comment that you made here is the fact that now is an excellent time to go after them.
That's right. So the best time, actually, to attack honeysuckle is late in the fall. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting close to this time because it's very obvious the native plants drop their leaves and honeysuckle still holds its leaves. And so it's very clear, and the native plants are sort of turned off for the winter, and so they're not vulnerable. So you can use one of the common herbicides like Roundup and have a foliar application to spray the foliage and get a really good effect. The next spring, the plant then won't leaf out. That's a good way to control it. And the spring is another time if you do it very early. So the idea is to not have any, if you do it at this time, the idea is not to have any sort of non-target effect. So you don't want to hurt the native plants, but you do want to hurt honeysuckle. And because it has this long leaf duration, if you spray now or a little bit later, we're almost there, where the native plants have all dropped, but honeysuckle still holds its leaves, that's really the best time.
So this thing is still going, but it's going to be shutting down. So a lot of times it's just like, I'm assuming, like spraying some of the weeds, you get that Roundup or the Kills-All or whatever on those leaves. It's taking it into the plant.
Right.
So it really sucks it in and does a nice job to help to get these things under control and not leaf out next spring.
Right, exactly.
And if you've ever tried to dig these things out, it's pretty darn tough. I mean, in some cases, you know, I know you've gone through this too, Ryan, cutting them off at the ground, larger ones, and painting them with a weed killer or Roundup does help. There's several tools out there available today for some of the smaller ones. Have you ever tried the honeysuckle popper?
Yes, I have.
And, you know, that it helps. And, of course, I remember when that first came out, helps to make it a little bit easier for you. But here's a situation where everything else is shut down. It still has the leaves. You know, that's a good thing for it, but it's a good thing for us, too, because we can go out late in the season and go after this thing. And, again, use the concentrated Roundup or Kills-All or whatever, make it up, tank spray or whatever, and then spray on and go from there.
Yeah, so one thing I wanted to say, Ron, is that cutting honeysuckle will knock it back, but it responds very well to that. So I don't know if some of your listeners probably have had this situation where they cut it down, they come back the next year, and it sprouts. Incredibly, it's a very aggressive sprouter, so it's quite hard to control by cutting. If you dig it out or use the popper, that's one way, but using some kind of herbicide is really the best choice, either painting the stumps or doing some kind of foliar application.
And, Ryan, I had read where somebody had done research on that as well, saying that when you go to paint that on the top of that stump, do it immediately.
Yeah.
Because they have the they can seal that back over within hours?
That's right. That's right. Yep. So we had a situation just like that where we're a place where we're doing some restoration. We cut the, you know, came with a chainsaw, cut the honeysuckle down, and the people who were doing that, the herbicide were following us, and they didn't get there in time. They waited too long. They waited until the next day, and the plants didn't take it up. So then we had so many resprouts.
Isn't that amazing? This tough stuff.
Yeah, you have to spray it. You have to paint it immediately, almost immediately afterwards, or you're not going to get
Get it under control. Yeah. And if you do dig it out, if you can get that immediate root, that crown out, you're usually pretty much good to go.
Yep, that's right.
So get that out as well. Well, Ryan, I really appreciate all of the work and research that you're doing on this, and to get the word out to folks. And like I say, we've been talking about it for years to try to convince folks. You see this stuff pop up, get rid of it. Don't let it grow. Don't let it go to seed, because that's how it just continues to spread.
Right.
But get rid of this stuff. And how interesting it is that, you know, it leaves out early and it keeps them late, but that's going to come back to haunt it, because that's going to give us an opportunity to get out and spray it and to get it more under control.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
I appreciate all the work that you're doing. I appreciate you spending time with us this morning on our show. Keep up the great research. By the way, if folks want to learn more, and I forgot to ask you this, learn more about these invasive honeysuckles and all, where do you suggest they go?
Yeah, one good place to go is a group called MIPIN. It's the Midwest Invasive Plant Network. You can find that by just going on Google and putting in MIPN, MIPIN. And the very first thing that will come up is a website for MIPIN, and that's an incredible resource, actually. This organization, including, they have a invasive plant control database. So you can go on there, and it will give you very specific instructions for controlling a whole bunch of different invasive plants, including the honeysuckle.
And this is just Google MIPIN,
M-I-P-N. MIPN. It's very easy to find.
Right.
It'll be the very first thing that comes up if you put MIPN.
So if you want to learn more about it and other invasives as well and how to control them, just Google MIPN.
Yep.
And it'll take you to a website, and you'll take it there, and I will be doing that this afternoon because I've never heard of that one, and it sounds good.
Yeah, great. Yeah, there's all the resources there are quite incredible, actually.
Excellent. Professor Ryan McEwen, University of Dayton. Keep up the great work. We appreciate that. If you have more updates about this invasive plant, please keep us posted. Love to have you back on the show.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron.
All right, Ryan, good talking to you. Take care.
Bye.
And there you go. So, you know, and again, you know, a lot of folks, and I get this all the time, too. Well, you know, I heard you talking about the invasive honeysuckle and, you know, getting rid of it. That's great, but it was a nice natural screen. Now what do I plant? Because it's usually in heavily shaded areas. And I have to admit, that's tough. You know, where they grow, a lot of other plants won't grow. And I admit that. I'm the first one to admit it. But as Ron Rothus, I think, on the chat room here, you know, you start looking at other things, replace them with some of those understory plants, the viburnums, the oak leaf hydrangeas, bottlebush bruckeyes, pawpaw trees, redbuds, things like that that will tolerate the shadier conditions. Those are the plants that you look at as far as doing the replacement. But please look out there today on your property. If you have this non-native honeysuckle growing on your property, get rid of it. Please get rid of it. It's becoming horrible, changing all of our forest floors, the wildlife, and as you heard from Ryan's research, even changing the aquatic wildlife in the streams and ponds that those leaves fall in, which I had no idea it did that. But, you know, again, not a good thing. We've got to get rid of this invasive honeysuckle as it continues to grow. And if your local park or whatever is looking for volunteers to help them out, please volunteer to help get rid of that invasive honeysuckle. All right, thanks to all of our callers. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to everybody that was in the garden party today. Always a great time. And, again, that stays on our website for a week. So if you want to go back and see what they were talking about, feel free to go back and check that out. And, again, all our past postings, just keep hitting previous page. You can go back from week to week to week and find things on there, including that pepper recipe, my mom's pepper recipe, if you're looking for that, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. That's on there as well. And, of course, thanks to Joe Strecker, our executive producer, because as you all well know, without Joe, none of this stuff would go. Now, I want you to do yourself a favor. I want you to go out this weekend, kill a few invasive honeysuckles, and have the absolute best weekend of your life. See ya.
Distinguishing between weeds and what you planted? Call Ron at 1-800-823-TALK. You're in the garden with Ron Wilson.